Luke chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of David into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning the child. And all of those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them." Praise God. God is good, isn't he? He is so good and so good to us. I love that part in that little video that we watched this morning there again, where as those shepherds were standing in the presence of the newborn Jesus, the Savior, that they said, "People must be told." Did you get that? They said, "People must be told." And I really believe that that's a message for us today. People must be told. You know, it's amazing that we get to come together here as a church family and spend this Christmas time together. And I love it. I really do. And Christmas time is really a time for family. It's really a time when we as a church, we get together as a family, and when you as a people yourself get together as family. I've seen many videos this week and heard many stories of people returning home from Australia, people returning home from Canada and all over the world, returning home here to their families here in Ireland, and the joy that returning to your family brings. It's just amazing, and I love that we get to, as a church, spend Christmas time together. You know, for the last few weeks, we've been looking at some of our most favorite Christmas carols. I got to look at my favorite one in the first week, "O Holy Night." I love that. No matter how many versions I hear, I've never yet heard a bad one. I love that song. A couple of weeks back there, Angela done "Joy to the World" as her choice of a Christmas carol this year. Joy to the world. Jesus came to bring joy, didn't he? He did. You know, in a world without Jesus, there's no joy in a world without Jesus. There's an existence. Amen? Jesus came to bring us joy. I hope that when you hear those carols, and I hope that you'll listen to a few more carols, you know, the rest of today and tomorrow, I hope that when you hear those carols, you'll listen to them a little bit closer. Listen to the words. They're not just songs that people sing at Christmas times or the radio plays. They are songs that are filled with the good news of the birth of our Savior Jesus. So when we hear them this year, when we sing them, just remind yourself that Jesus is the reason for this season. Amen? Amen. The carol that I have saved for last is the closest carol to home. It's called the Enniscorthy Carol, or more widely known as the Wexford Carol. We'll explain that in a few minutes. Now, it may come as news to some of you, but Wexford County was a hotbed of Christmas carols way back in the centuries before. In fact, there's a whole CD that was brought out 3 or 4 years ago by a lady by the name of Catherine O'Leary that featured 12 Christmas carols that originated here in Wexford. Some of them dating back to the 12th century. That's a long time ago. The Wexford Carol is one of Ireland's oldest Christmas carols, and it is one of the oldest surviving carols in the European tradition. The Wexford Carol is also known as the Enniscorthy Carol due to the fact that a guy by the name of Dr. William Henry Grattan Flood, who was the organist and music director here in St. Aidan's Cathedral in Enniscorthy, he transcribed that carol way back over 100 years ago. It was a traditional carol that was sung in churches and gatherings around Christmas, but no one had ever actually written it down, recorded it. And he wrote it down. He recorded it here in Enniscorthy way over 100 years ago. The carol opens up with these amazing words. It says, "Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind that our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son." The thing that the Christmas carol, or the Enniscorthy carol, should I say, reminds us of this Christmas time is that God in Jesus sent us the most amazing gift that we will ever receive. Amen? He sent us his one and only perfect life-changing Son. I mean, that's a gift, isn't it? Amen? His one and only life-changing, amazing Son. When God gives gifts, he gives his best. Amen? He does. He gave us the most appropriate gift that anybody has ever given. And I mean, like, we all give gifts at Christmas time. But sometimes we don't give an appropriate gift. Amen? It's just like when you give a girl a tractor. You don't do it. You shouldn't do it. Maybe they'll ask, I don't know. Or you shouldn't give a boy a Barbie doll. Praise God, as popular as Barbie is at the moment. When we give gifts, we try and give appropriate gifts, don't we? We think about the person, don't we? We think about the person that we're giving the gift to, and we try to figure out what they need, what would suit their needs, what would they appreciate. There's no point in giving people something that is going to be of absolutely no use to them. So when God knew and seen that his children needed something, when he came to give them a gift, he gave them the most appropriate gift. Amen? Jesus is the most appropriate gift that anybody could have been given. Amen? If you've been anywhere this week, you will have noticed that our towns are packed, aren't they? I mean, if maybe even trying to get in here this morning, you were encountering an awful lot more traffic than you would have last week or any other Sunday. And I mean, if you tried to go to town yesterday, it was nearly impossible. There were so many people around, so many people cramming our towns. Every supermarket. I mean, I seen a video there yesterday that Emma was showing me of a supermarket in Dublin, and there was queues all the way down the shopping centre trying to get into this supermarket at 8:30 in the morning. I mean, our supermarkets have been packed. I don't know if you went to any of them. I'm sure you all did over the last few days. They've been packed. Packed with shoppers trying to get everything that they need to be able to, in their minds, celebrate this hospital or this holiday the best. And now every fridge, every cupboard, every inch that you have in your kitchen is rammed, packed, full of all of the food, all of the drink that you could imagine. But can I tell you something? Christmas without Christ is just a mess. Amen. Christmas without Christ is just a mess. I truly believe if you don't have Christ in Christmas, then it's just another couple of days off. And all you'll do is you'll eat too much, you'll drink too much, and you most definitely will spend too much. Christmas without Christ is pointless. Amen. I really, my heart goes out to people who just enter into this Christmas time just celebrating it as a couple of days off. I mean, you can do that in August. You can do that any time of the year. You can take a few days off or whatever. You can spend as much money. And Christmas, if you don't have Christ in Christmas, it's just a mess. You know, I love birthdays. I really do. You know, there's four of us in our family. And when it comes around to birthday times, it's amazing. I love birthdays really because we get to celebrate the birth of that person in our family. So when it comes to Angela's or any of the girls' birthday, we look forward to it for weeks. Because it gives us an opportunity to show them, to tell them, to demonstrate to them how much we love them. We celebrate people on their birthdays. I mean, I know families that on a birthday, if a birthday of someone in the family falls in that week, it's their whole week to choose what they eat. They choose everybody's eating patterns for that whole week. And on their birthday, they choose all of the meals. They get to choose them. That's how they celebrate people in their families. I love when it comes to birthdays because we get to celebrate that person, and we should. So when it comes to Jesus' birthday, we should celebrate Jesus. Amen? We shouldn't be in any way shy about celebrating Jesus. You know what? I was in around the town yesterday evening, and I seen people, they were out celebrating. I mean, they were out celebrating in a way, praise God, that wasn't to honor God. They were just out celebrating because, you know, it was a few days off. We should take this opportunity to celebrate Jesus. Amen? He is the reason for this season. Amen? We're sitting here today on the eve of the incarnation of the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind. And my heart goes out to anybody that doesn't know him. Amen. My heart breaks for people who don't know Jesus. And so should yours. Amen. I know every one of us here has bought some amazing gifts this year. I know we've probably all spent months and weeks thinking about what we're going to get that person that we love. And we, if you're acting like me, you can't wait till tomorrow till you give that gift. And when you give that gift, you are there waiting to see their reactions. There's nothing that brings more pleasure, I think, to a parent than on Christmas morning when you see your kids running to see what they got for Christmas. I mean, we have so many videos that we video down through the years of the girls. We only found one recently that probably dates back about 15 years on an old phone. I just went through a drawer at home, found all these old phones, and I decided to try and charge them up, and charged up one of them and found a video on it from Christmas way back. But it was just a video from Christmas morning where both Angela and I were in the sitting room, and we videoed and watched our girls open their Christmas presents and the joy that that brought them. And that joy then that it brings us as parents, it's absolutely priceless. But imagine if after you spending all of that time trying to come up with the most perfect gift, all of that money, all of that energy spent buying the perfect gift for a person that you love, imagine if you handed them that gift on Christmas morning, knowing that this thing that I'm giving them is going to bless them. They're going to absolutely love it. It's going to bless their lives. It's going to improve their lives. It's going to be just the greatest gift they've ever got. And imagine when you hand it to them, they just take it and leave it back down on the ground. That they never open it. You know, that's what we do as a people when we don't receive Jesus. Because God in Jesus gave us the greatest gift of all time. And when we haven't been given that gift, when we don't receive that gift, then it's like the gift, the perfect gift that we bought for someone, and they just leave it there beside the tree. You know, when we receive that great gift, and I believe we all have, we should re-gift it. You know, re-gifting is a huge thing nowadays. I'm not an advocate for re-gifting, but I mean, if you've got three Old Spice shell sets that you have for, you can give one away. That's okay. If you have duplicates of stuff that you're never going to use, you can give them away. That's fine. And I'm not a huge fan of it, but what I am a huge fan of is re-gifting the gift of Jesus. At Christmas time, we should really take the opportunity to re-gift Jesus. The most perfect gift that we've ever been given, we should give it away. Amen? We should give it away. We should be looking for every opportunity this Christmas to re-gift the gift that Jesus gave us. The song goes on, it says, good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind. What should we consider well? What should we bear in mind? What should we never forget? What should we never take for granted? We should never take for granted, never ignore, never neglect what our good God has done for us in sending his beloved Son. You know, when God gave Jesus, he knew the expense. He knew the cost. This was his only son. He didn't have a whole army of them. It was his very best. God looked on humanity and he saw that sending another angel, another prophet, he knew that wouldn't be good enough. I mean, he had angels. He had plenty of angels. He could have sent any of them. They were good. He had plenty of great prophets that he had sent before. They were all good. But Jesus knew, or God knew, that the only way for mankind to be redeemed, the thing that mankind needed more than anything else, more than another angel, more than another prophet, was the saving Son of God, the perfect Son of God. We need never forget what it cost God to send us his very best when he sent us his Son, Jesus. You know, you see, when you see the crib, you see this baby lying there all snug and warm, maybe some nice straw, absolutely beautiful. But the reality is, when we see that baby Jesus, we need to remind ourselves that that is the same Jesus that went to the cross for us and gave his life for the forgiveness of our sins. The carol finishes up with these fantastic words, and I want to share them with you today. It says, within that manger he was laying, and by his side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife. Church, Jesus came to this earth to put an end to strife. Before Jesus, there was strife between mankind and God. You see, when sin entered into the world, it put a barrier between us and God. Sin, it was like a virus. Nobody could find a cure for it. God gave the children of Israel the law as a kind of a temporary workaround. Like, it was kind of like, you know, God said, you just apply the law to it and you know, I'll cover over your sins. But the next time you sin, you were back to square one again. But when Jesus entered the world under this temporary system, he entered the world to put an end to the law. Amen. When Jesus gave his life on the cross, he gave it as a gift to all mankind to put an end to the strife that was between God and man. Jesus came to the earth to put an end to all strife. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God gave us a free gift when he gave us his Son, Jesus. And you know, when we, and I know every one of you have still things to do. You have all people to see, you have all places to go, maybe still some gifts to buy, turkeys to roast and all of that sort of stuff, vegetables to peel. We've so many things that we still need to do in this few hours that we have left before Christmas Day. But can I just ask you in this time that we have to make yourselves available to be distributors of the free gift that Jesus gave you in himself. And that's what he wants us to do. This Christmas time, he wants us to re-gift the gift that God gave us in his son Jesus. Tell as many people as you can. Encourage as many people as you can to remember. You don't have to go and preach a whole gospel sermon to people. But you just have to say to people, remember Jesus this Christmas. Remember Jesus before you tuck into your turkey and ham. Remember Jesus before you open those presents. The reason we give gifts on Christmas, unlike every other holiday in the year, because we have many. We have St. Patrick's Day. We have May Day bank holiday. We have the June bank holiday, August bank holiday. We don't give gifts for them. We give gifts at Christmas time because God gave us in Jesus the perfect gift. So when you get that opportunity, just say to him, I'm giving you this gift because God first gave me the gift. Amen?